In this tutorial, we will review menu measure number 6 of the Meaningful Use Stage 2 objectives. The objective for the 6th menu measure is to have the capability to identify and report specific cases to a specialized registry other than a cancer registry in accordance with applicable laws and practices unless otherwise prohibited. The objective for the 6th menu measure is to have the capability to identify and report specific cases to a specialized registry other than a cancer registry in accordance with applicable laws and practices unless otherwise prohibited. The measure requires that each eligible provider successfully submit ongoing specific case information through MedEnt to a specialized registry for the entire The measure requires that each eligible provider successfully submit ongoing specific case information through MedEnt to a specialized registry for the entire meaningful use reporting period. The measure requires that each eligible provider successfully submit ongoing specific case information. An eligible specialized registry is one that is not a cancer or immunization registry and is able to accept electronic submissions or has an onboarding process to begin electronic submission. An eligible specialized registry is one that is not a cancer or immunization registry and is able to accept electronic submissions or has an onboarding process to begin electronic submission. MedEnt did not have to certify to meet this measure, as there are no specifications that are required. If you are currently submitting to a specialized registry that accepts electronic submissions or want to start submitting electronically to a new registry, please contact MedEnt support to receive the interface request form. It is important that your office complete this form as thoroughly as possible and include at a minimum the contacts for the eligible registry and all specifications if possible. There is no report associated with the specialized registry measure. There is no report associated with the specialized registry measure, and in MedEnt, all eligible providers will attest whether they meet the measure requirements. Directly from the meaningful use dashboard. Clicking the gear icon in the top right corner of the status overview section will forward you to the measure. Scroll to the bottom of the selection listing and click the Other Registry text. Scroll to the bottom of the selection listing and click the Other Registry checkbox to add this measure to your meaningful use dashboard. Scroll to the bottom of the selection listing and click the Other Registry checkbox to add this measure to your meaningful use. Scroll to the bottom of the selection listing and click the Other Registry checkbox and click the Other Registry check. Scroll to the bottom of the selection listing and click the Other Registry checkbox to add this measure to your meaningful use dashboard. In the Measures Not Met section, click over the Other Registry div to access a pop-up to click over the Other Registry div to access the pop-up to attest for the measure. In the Measures Not Met section, click over the Other Registry div to access the pop-up to attest for the measure. The MedEd manual can be accessed directly from the pop-up and as new registries are developed, they will be added and referenced at the Specialized Registry Submission section. When attesting yes for meeting the measure requirements, a pop-up will appear containing the acceptable methods the provider could use to meet the measure. When attesting yes for meeting the measure requirements, a pop-up will appear containing the acceptable methods the provider could use to meet the measure. Please read through the methods that are available and select the option that pertains to the specific provider. If an eligible provider can claim an exclusion for the Specialized Registry measure, click the Set Exclusion option on the bottom of the pop-up and the Exclusion Selection pop-up will appear. It is important to remember that because this is a menu measure, all eligible providers must be able to meet the requirements for a minimum of 3 total menu measures or be able to claim an exclusion for at least 4 out of the 6 measures. The provider can be excluded from the measure if they do not diagnose or directly treat any disease associated with a specialized registry sponsored by a national specialty society or the public health agencies in their jurisdiction. The provider can also be excluded if they operate in a jurisdiction where no specialized registry sponsored by a The provider can also be excluded if they operate in a jurisdiction where no specialized registry sponsored by a public health agency or by a national specialty society is capable of receiving electronic specific case information at the beginning of the reporting period, or if the provider operates in a jurisdiction for which no specialized registry provides timely information on their capability to receive information into their specialized registries, or if the provider operates in a jurisdiction for which no specialized registry provides timely information on their capability to receive information into their specialized registries. Or if the provider operates in a jurisdiction for which no specialized registry provides timely information on their capability to receive information into their specialized registries. The final exclusion can be claimed. The final exclusion can be claimed if the provider operates in a jurisdiction for which there is no specialized registry that is able to enroll any additional eligible providers. Once the provider has indicated a method for meeting the measure's requirements, or an exclusion is met.
The specialized registry measure will be moved to the measures met section of the meaningful use dashboard.
This concludes the meaningful use stage 2 specialized registry video.
Specialized Registry Video Tutorial.